hold it. You know, 7 minutes in, a deflected shot gets in the back of the net. And then after that, I mean, look, the guys were on the front foot. We controlled it. You know, we carved through them. You know, we stuck to our game plan of how we wanted to play. And we just weren't lucky today. Just weren't lucky in around that box. I think if we played for another 30 minutes, we probably still wouldn't have scored. But, you know, it was one of those games. We knew they were going to make it difficult. They were going to come and sit back. You know, the whole week we've been working on breaking them down, where areas of the field that we were going to win the ball back. And, you know, we're disappointed, absolutely disappointed with the outcome of the game today. And I can't fault the guys' work ethic. I thought they were great today. You know, the movement, the possession that we had, the number of passes that we had, and 21 shots, and we still couldn't put it in the back of the net. And you know, it's a disappointing result, but it's something that we've got to move on now. We got to start focusing on the next game next week.
Sense that there was maybe something missing in the attack, or could you identify or highlight an area that maybe your team would have benefited from?
No, of course. Look, we miss Manny. You know, we miss his energy. But I thought Joe Zambi and Wata were very good controlling the game today in the middle of the park. That the movement was excellent. I thought Kyle's movement was excellent today, and same with Rodrigo and Ryan as well. You know, the six going forward were fantastic today. But it's just being clinical in and around that box when you got your opportunities. I mean, look, it says it all when you miss a penalty. Maybe a bit predictable, went down the middle and should have mixed it up. But you know, I think we did everything right apart from that final third, just finishing the game off. Because the other side, I mean, look, they didn't hurt us at all today, not at all. And I don't think there was any point in the game where we felt, oh, you know, we're under pressure here, or they're going to cause us problems. It was just one of those games that didn't go our way.
How hard is it to maintain your form going in without this really great going
into this match? No, it's difficult. And I think if you ask the guys and if they're honest, you know, it took us a while to get going. You know, 15 minutes or so before the legs start coming back and the energy. And that's why, you know, after our last game against Halifax, you know, it was similar game. The only difference was we put the ball in the back of the net. But you know, you have that break, and when you start getting on a run, and you're playing well, you want as many games as possible to keep going. So for us, we had to take the foot off the pedal, give the guys a bit of a break, and then try to get yourself going again. It's always difficult, but it took us at least 15 minutes today to get ourselves going, and then by the end of the game, I thought the boys looked great.
For Jimmy, Roger missed the first part of the spring season.
He came off with a groin injury. You know, we don't know the extent of it yet. We'll talk with the medical staff later on today, and then obviously let the swelling go down, see how he is tomorrow. The guys will be in tomorrow morning, and we'll see where he is from there. But you know, hopefully he's okay.
Well, it's football, you know. Results happen, either goes our way or goes against us, and today, unfortunately, it went against us. But yeah, we're disappointed. You know, we felt that we were the better team, and you know, now we just have to get back to the drawing board and continue to focus on the next match, take it one game at a time. And you know, last game we couldn't stop scoring, and today we couldn't, so it's just how the game goal sometimes, but we understand that we just got to continue to work and get better.
Any more questions?
Yeah, give Zambi a question here.
If you could go back in time, would you do something different?
Back in time?
Yes, like for example, would you have done something different?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, I think it was a game that we, like I said, we controlled. We dominated the game, you know. And a lot of chances, controlled the game in the middle of the park, which we like to do. But there's nothing else that we would have changed today. You know, if the guys weren't controlling the game in the middle of the park, if we weren't getting our chances today, if we weren't carving through them, then I'd be saying, look, we've got to change things up here. We've got to change the formation. And but why would we change what we were doing today? You know, I thought the guys were great today.
And I think one of the bright spots from the midfield in particular was, it was a passes here, to your right. I have a question in terms of stepping into this team. I think a lot of the narrative around Europe 9 was, you know, building this team chemistry that allows, you know, diminutive players to play well together. As you step into this team, how important is it that you're getting these minutes, that you can combine with your teammates? And how did you feel out there today in terms of how you connected with some of the other midfielders?
Yeah, of course, it's always important getting minutes. But again, it doesn't mean anything if we don't get the result that we want. I've tried to come in and help the team as much as possible. It's been good getting to play with the guys, and the recognition is there in midfield. I thought, just like the boss said, we controlled the game today, and we were unfortunate not to get a positive result. But we have to, again, starting tomorrow, focus on the next game.
Yeah, I think with Zambi's been great since he's come in. You know, he's a footballer. He fits our style of play. We worked on him a lot with how we play and our philosophy. There's a lot of movement. You know, our game's all about movement, and you know, he's really kind of grasped it now, and he understands what we're looking to do with wide guys coming in and the 2 8s maybe dropping into a 6 and a 9 dropping out as well. And our whole game is based on movement. And I thought he was very good today. His rotation was good. His movement was good. He had some good vision today. And he's settling in great. And that's why, I mean, look, we're happy as well that he's staying and he's not going back to play for York Lions.
So in this, I guess, is a particularly good juxtaposition as Peter Schalow over at HFX returns to Cape Breton University. But as a university player yourself, how special or how great has this opportunity been for you to play in a professional environment and get games like this?
Of course, it means everything to me. Obviously, the level is much higher, and being in a professional environment as well is huge. I've enjoyed it. I really love coming in every day and training with the guys, and I'm happy to stay.
One last question for you.
Yeah.
You know, just from a wider league perspective, you've forged, of course, being successful in CONCACAF.
Yeah.
And Cavalry possibly able to knock out Montreal. The Valor coach spoke about, you know, the coaches being a sort of brotherhood at this point. So what effect do you think their success has on both the league as well as just the players themselves across Canada?
I think it's great. It's great for the league. You know, when we play against each other, we all want to win. We want to win. And then when you go into the Canadian Championship or you go into Champions League, you support the Canadian teams that are in the Canadian Premier League, and you back them. You know, I hope Tommy pulls it off, and I hope he gets to the final. I hope Bobby at Forge, you know, have another good showing against CD Olympia. But you know, it'd be great for them. It'd be great for the league. It'd be great for the young Canadian players. At the end of the day, this league is for Canadians, by Canadians. So if we can push them forward and get to the next stages, it's only going to make our league stronger. And people around the world start to notice, hey, look, this Canadian Premier League, it's the real deal. There's some good players. There's some good teams. And we want them to do well, just not when they play us.
It was like 5 minutes of added time, and I noticed that Ingram, for about 3 corner kicks in a row, he was right there in the box.
Yeah.
Is that like at the 90-minute mark, did you sort of signal for go up field, go
no,
up field?
No, look, he knows when you're chasing the game at 90 minutes, you know, you put the goal, you put the keeper up. What do you got to lose? Whether you lose 2-0 or 1-0. You know, and that's why they conceded the second one, because we pushed everybody forward trying to get a result. They go down the other way and they score and they walk away 2-0. So, I mean, unless you were here and you watch a game, then you'd understand what the game was all about. But you're looking at it going 2-0, and the score for me today wasn't a 2-0 game. But we pushed Nate on, hoping that he might disrupt a few people in there and maybe get a goal, or at least help create some havoc for the ball to bounce our way.
I think that happened with Parker Conley, they go by, who's like a commentator.
That's right.
For Chicago team, TFC.
Yeah.
There was a guy, the goalie scored. What?
Yeah, it happens a lot. It happens a lot. In the last few minutes of the game, you push the keeper forward, trying to add an extra man in the box.
Any more questions?
Thank you. All right, guys. Thanks.